Maseches Kilayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, 5-3. You'll recall in the previous Perek in Mishnah 4-3, we had said that if one has a partition around a vineyard, so it reduces the distance required between the vineyard and planting grains or greens. That is to say, without any partition, the distance required for the Avodas HaKerem, the work area around the Kerem, is 4 amos. However, if one put a fence, a getter, around the vineyard, and let's say it's just right up to the vine, so then one could plant exactly against the other side of the partition, grains or greens, and it would not be a problem of Kilayah Kerem, even though the distance, you know, from a top-down view between the grains growing and the vines could just be a matter of inches. And there's no thickness at all required for the partition, if it's like a wall or fence, as long as it's 10 tfachim high. You know, that's about, let's call it a meter high. Now, then we had a category called the charitz. The charitz was a ditch. And we said if there's a ditch that is going along the edge of a vineyard, that also could act as a effective partition, provided that the ditch is 10 tfachim deep. But now, unlike a fence, which has no requisite thickness, it could be, you know, paper thin, the charitz can't just be like a tiny little crack that goes to the center of the earth, because it's nothing. It's not recognizable. It doesn't distinguish or differentiate or separate one area from another area. But if the charitz has a width of 4 tfachim, roughly, you know, a little more than a foot, so then 4 tfachim in width constitutes a rishus all to itself, like in the halachas of Shabbos. So if it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, then it is effective in making a partition, and one could plant on the one side of the charitz, the ditch, the vines, the vineyard, and the other side of the